This gives us a data sample. And the data sample consisted of the complete paper inventory of a representative FBI investigative office. And a breakdown of that paper came out as follows. 2% of the apportionment of resources in this run-of-the-mill backwater FBI agency went to the investigation of organized criminal activity. Another 15-odd percent went to the investigative interstate theft of stolen cars. Another chunk of it had to do with routine administrative processing, bringing us up to about 30% of the whole. And the remainder had to do with the monitoring and suppression of the political activities of the citizens. Now, there's various forms of that. There was stuff on, well, in that period you had a lot of what we referred to as armed expropriation, bank robbery, but for political reasons occurring. They had a lot of paperwork on that, as if they expected a whole gaggle of revolutionary bank robbers to set up shop in a motel in downtown Media, Pennsylvania, and make themselves available to these agents whose career trajectories were not exactly promising, or they wouldn't have been in Media, Pennsylvania in the first place, you see. So maybe it would have been a pretty good place to hide out. Who knows? Maybe they needed the paperwork. But this was politically focused, although it was nominally criminal. Another big chunk of it had to do with draft resistors, their whereabouts. I mean, this was a catastrophically important problem for the whole country, no doubt. So about a third of their overall energy was chasing people around for not having voluntarily gone to the slaughter mills in Vietnam or to participate in that anyway. And the rest of it had to do with monitoring students, clergy, PTA groups, a YMCA chapter, and others thought to be engaged in politically objectionable activity. You have to tag that right there. Who's making the determination as to what is politically objectionable? Well, the Bureau was making that determination for itself. And basically, the calculus works like this. If you were anywhere to the left of Attila the Hun, you were subject to FBI investigative activity. The further to the left of Attila you managed to get, the bigger your file became.